Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh and hello to everyone. I'm Khadijah Hilmun Kamarudin from Faculty of Science and Marine Environment University Malaysia Terengganu. I'm going to present my poster PP011 entitled Investigation of Ion Conduction Mechanism in 2-hydroxyethyl cellulose ammonium nitrate propylene carbonate conductive bioplastic using impedance and FTIR deconvolution techniques. This research focuses on preparation of conductive bioplastic film for potential application in energy storage as a crucial component in a battery which is electrolyte. Conductive bioplastic films based 2-hydroxyethyl cellulose ammonium nitrate propylene carbonate was prepared with varying composition of propylene carbonate plasticizer between 4 and 28% using solution custom method as shown in Table 1. Figure 1 depicts the solid transparent conductive bioplastic film, which is pure 2-hydroxyethyl cellulose, 2-hydroxyethyl cellulose ammonium nitrate without plasticizer, and 2-hydroxyethyl cellulose ammonium nitrate with 12% of propylene carbonate. The structural and transport property of the conductive bioplastic film were studied using electrical impedance spectroscopy and Fourier transform infrared spectroscopy respectively. Figure 2A shows complexation or interaction between the constituents within the conductive bioplastic film, which is polymer, ionic doping salt and plasticizer, was observed in region 1500 to 1200 wave numbers. On the other hand, Figure 2B demonstrates the optimal ionic conductivity of 6.63 plus minus 1.03 times 10 power of minus 4 siemens per centimeter observed at 12 weight percentage propylene carbonate. Figure 2C illustrates the ion transport parameters analysis, which is number density, ionic mobility, and diffusion coefficient. Based on this analysis, a possible ion conduction mechanism within the conductive bioplastic films is proposed as illustrated in Figure 2D. This mechanism involves enhanced proton ion transfer facilitated by the dissociation of ammonium ions and their subsequent interaction with lone pair electrons on the oxygen atoms of 2-hydroxyethyl cellulose driven by the plasticization effect of propylene carbonates. The combined result from impedance measurements and FTIR deconvolution provide a detailed understanding of the ion conduction mechanism in the conductive bioplastic films, with observed trend closely aligning with the ionic conductivity of these materials. Finally, I acknowledge the laboratory staff of Nanophysics Lab and Chemistry Lab for their experimental assistance and to the Advanced Nanomaterials ANOMA group members for their support and invaluable discussion. With that, I end my presentation. Thank you.